agenda item number 15. It's an emergency regulation pertaining to the Five Pot Crab license. Funny thing.
How near is one?
Do you hereby swear the testimony we'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help you God?
I do.
Thank you. Ryan, good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
What do you have
back
for us today?
Well, talking about a bill that got passed up in Richmond.
I was there.
Senate Bill 283, which was to, I guess, adjust the cost of the recreational five-pot crab license contingent upon whether or not those crab pots have a turtle or terrapin excluder device in them. So the law that was passed said that beginning on July 1st of this year, if you do not have the excluder devices outfitted into your crab pots, the license will be increased to $46. If you do have those devices, you get a $10 discount, so the license would cost $36. Obviously, the northern diamondback terrapin is a species of very high conservation need in the state of Virginia, so the idea was to provide some incentive to take measures that would help conserve this species. There's been a lot of not only studies but anecdotal reports about these terrapins drowning in crab pots, so this is sort of a measure to perhaps prevent that. And obviously, I believe there have been some studies, although not exactly sure, but that you would get increased yield from your crab pots without those terrapins taking up the space in there, basically. So this is all going to begin on July 1st of this year. And so without really dragging this out, the staff recommendation, not that it, I guess it's kind of moot, that we should adopt this regulation to be in compliance with the Code of Virginia.
Any questions?
No questions. I can talk about how dumb this is, but I mean, if the crab pots are hurting a endangered species, then all the crab pots should have it, commercial and recreational. It shouldn't just be five-pot recreation. It should be all of them. And if it's only in certain areas of water, then just those areas. It shouldn't be, again, it should be crab pots, not commercial or recreational. So anyway, it's a law with a heart, good heart, and just dumb. But anyway, we have no choice, so I would move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Before we do, let me make sure. Is there anybody in the public here in the audience?
This is an emergency regulation, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but I just want to give them a chance if there is anything to say.
We have to revisit it again next month.
First question, is there anybody in the audience from the public? Seeing none, there's no testimony. Therefore, your motion to accept the staff recommendation is from Mr. Neal. Is there a second?
So moved.
Now, I want to make clear, I was not calling staff dumb.
No, we know that.
Right.
So motion second by Mr. Tankard. All right. We're getting a little tired here. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Is there anything else for the good of the order? Then I will very joyously adjourn this meeting. Thank you all.
See you Friday.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I was just feeling good about myself for a minute.
Friday. Have another joyous discussion.
Okay, well, finish this up here. Reopen the meeting. Can I hear a motion here to advertise this turtle excluder device crab pot measure here for a public hearing next month? Motion, Mr. Neal. Second by Mr. France. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Now we're adjourned.